He used to come out there and bring all his club boys and everything, put it in the old field up there, and I'd kill them a big goat, you know, and dress it and take them up there for the cook, and we'd have them off the top.
Did you raise goats? Are they pretty easy to raise?
Mm-hmm. All you have to have just a little salt. They get to it.
Is that right? Well, just forage for it, huh?
And they clean bushes out, you know, they clean the country too.
Yeah, I guess.
They eat bushes. They won't pick up the thing that's on the ground. They're nice. They don't eat off the ground. Huh. They stand up on their hind feet and eat. We used to have goats up there and we'd kill them. Anytime a big bunch would come, you know, we'd get out and kill a big goat, you know, a big fat young goat.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd fry just like squirrels, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask you about this wet ground. Suppose you have a place in a stream where it spreads out and it's just sort of wet around there. Would you call that anything special?
In the stream, and it'd be a little olives.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe the water wouldn't even be deep.
Mm-hmm. But there'd be some land in there.
Yeah.
See, well, that'd be called a little olives, wouldn't it? In
the yeah.
That's
what I guess so. I was wondering if you'd call it a swamp or a bog or.
Yeah, swamp or bog or olives. You could call it anything you wanted. To.
Yeah.
I ain't much help to you there. Don't you see me getting over?
Well, what are some of the streams around here in the neighborhood?
Names of them?
Yeah.
One little river, this one down here. And one you cross up this way, going up Seven Highway, hit the Glover River. And one that goes down toward the Queen, hits Mountain Fork.
Mm-hmm.
That's three. And the next little stream out of town out here is Bob Tuttle, no?
Yasho.
Can you write that down, Yasho?
Yasho?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to now. When
you
I write
have
it.
To write it down.
Well, I don't want you to write it, but that's the end of the name, you know, Yasho.
Uh-huh.
And Luke Fodder.
Who?
Luke Fodder. Luke Fodder.
Luke Fodder.
Luke Fodder. That's the next creek out here.
Uh-huh.
And then,
Glover
there, there's another end in the creek. They call it Tuklo. Tuklo. That means, in the Indian language, that means black water.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See, if I was going to say it to an Indian, I'd say black water.
Uh-huh.
And that's Bog Tuklo.
And we'd know what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a branch, I think. What is that?
Hmm?
Did you mention a branch?
Mm-hmm. That's just a small stream, just like...
Just a little stream.
Just runs a little ways, you know.
And then, what does it do after it runs a little ways?
Well, it's got to go in some creek somewhere.
Uh-huh. Well, it goes into a creek, and what does the creek do?
Well, you name it, then it wouldn't be named the branch anymore. It'd be the name of the creek.
Uh-huh.
Say one come in to look for it out here, a little branch would come in to look for it. Well, still it'd be looked for it when it come in there.
Uh-huh.
They don't name all the branches. But the highway, the forest people up here, when they map this country up here, they come by, the man that I used to work with, forest people, he'd come by, and he'd ask me to name all them creeks, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, some of them named Bean Creek, like this old man we talked to you about up there, Bean.
Mm-hmm.
They lived on that creek, and they named that creek. Another Indian down there, they call Gibbs. He's on the creek, you know, call it Gibbs Creek.
Gibbs Branch.
Huh?
Gibbs Branch.
Gibbs Branch. And all them creeks, and I give them the name of it, and that's where they go in there.
Uh-huh.
All them small streams. And then up on Glover River, there's a little one comes in from the east. It's Cedar Creek. And then another little creek called Caney Creek, you know, all those creeks are named, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Named of a man just like he, taking names of them and drawing maps.
Uh-huh.
That's what he had as his job, you know. He had worked with the forest people.
What do you call a place where a stream meets a river?
Hmm?
What do you call a place where a stream meets a river and the water backs up around there, maybe?
We call that backwater.
Uh-huh.
See now, like the Glover River up here and Mountain Fork, Little River here, they run together up here at Golden, about 12 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they run together, each one of them rivers, one of them just big as the other one is.
Mm-hmm.
They come out of Swift Mountains and all that water meets there, well, it's got to go backward somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be backwater, that's what they call it. And you see where Little River here, all of them runs in, well, they got some more backwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's low country.